This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. Podcasts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, we do a Monday after the football season podcast, though I don't think we'll be talking much about that. Al, what's up?
Oh, hi, Jerry. Jerry, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm wearing new glasses today.
I did not notice.
Right. They're very similar to the other ones. I had previously Nike frames. These are Oakley.
Okay.
Oakley frames.
Did you tell your girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh, you should not, and see how long it took for her to notice.
Oh, no, no.
You keep that in your back pocket.
In fact, when I went to pick out glasses, they're all so similar that I picked out five pair on my own. And then I brought her in to see which ones she thought. I settled on this pair. Now, they're hurting my ears.
You have weak ears?
Are you allowed to return prescription
glasses? I don't know.
I
don't know. The only thing I use are readers.
Yeah.
Which are not prescription. So I have no idea how that works.
My glasses
would be no.
Because glasses are expensive. Even with the insurance, this probably cost me $400.
Well, why can't you? So, all kidding aside, why can't you just put the lenses on a different set of outer glasses that fit you better?
I don't know. I don't think that's the way they make them.
Yeah, I have no idea. I'm just wondering. Like the prescription part is the glass,
right?
Like, why can't they still use that in some skeleton form of a glass? Of a sunglass?
I know that's a great question, but I just know that they put your order in.
Hmm.
And then they just show up from...
How much out?
Oakley. Well, these are like $400-something with everything combined, the prescription lens
sure.
and all that stuff. But I was having a similar conversation with Mr. Chris Olivero, who runs the Odyssey New York, all of Odyssey New
York.
The cluster. He recently got transition lenses, which is what these are. Not transition lenses. They're called... damn it. There's the progressives.
Okay.
They progressively change as you look up. Like, so if you look down, they're better for reading. You look up.
Hard to get used to those?
I got used to them pretty quickly.
Okay.
He's not having the best time with them, and he wants to return. He has the same question for me.
Yeah, sure.
He said, am I allowed to return these glasses? I said, I don't know. Like, can you return glasses?
Why don't you call Lens Crafters? Find out.
Well, I went locally down the shore area to a place, but.
You probably have no chance then.
I don't know. No, what they're gonna? I tell you, what they're gonna want me to do is come in, and they're gonna, try to like bend them.
Yeah, sure.
You know how they do.
Put tape on your ear. This will soften the blow.
Yeah.
I feel bad for you. That sucks.
Yeah, just don't know. There's got to be some sort of game plan. Like the customer is always right, Jerry.
Now, you know what's funny?
Yeah.
I mean, not always. Not all the cases. It's really not. I feel like that has changed.
That the customer is not always right.
I do feel like that has changed, yes.
That's true. When callers call up here, they think the customer is always right, and I don't put them on.
Mm-mm.
So you're right. The customer is not always right. But there must be some sort of, like in order for them to stock. Well, I know, like, in big box stores, like, let's say, like a place like Walmart, Target.
They'll take everything.
They take everything back because they put it on the manufacturer. Like, oh, you want to be in our Home Depot nationwide? You take everything back.
That's why I said to you when you said you went to a small place down the shore, they're effed. Hence, you as the customer are going to be effed. You didn't go to Lens Crafters.
I didn't.
Where they can tell the other, hey, you want to come to Lens Crafters?
Right.
This is the deal. It's the same thing with Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah.
Like, they will return anything.
Like, hey, Oakley Frames, you want to be in this one location store? Well, you better take these glasses back.
And you know what they're going to say? Give us our glasses and we're getting the hell out of here.
I chose these glasses because they were more substantial.
Mm-hmm.
They felt like
apparently
something.
Too heavy for your ears.
Exactly. The previous pair that I had, the Nikes.
Maybe you just got to get used to them. Maybe it's like weightlifting. Like your ears need to just get in shape.
They're sore right now from lifting
but
this.
But they'll be okay after day three.
I suppose. I don't know.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, I'm going to try that. I'm going to call this afternoon. I'm going to say, well, what goes on? Like, what happens if someone is not happy with their lenses?
Yeah, I hear
or
you.
Or with their choice.
I was very good.
You know I always have buyer's remorse, Jerry.
Yeah, for everything.
I had multiple. I narrowed it down to two frames, and both Oakleys.
Mm-hmm.
One was a much lighter, to me, cheaper frame, which is what I had in the Nikes.
Right.
When I felt this, I'm like, this feels like I'm getting something for my money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you blew it.
But now I have buyer's remorse. Now I want the other
How
pair.
How much were the other ones?
They're all in the...
Similar?
Yeah, they were actually a little less because these are like more... That's they right. just feel more robust.
Got it. So you spent more money and got screwed.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that. I was surprised I bought an SD card.
Yeah.
And I opened it. And I didn't realize I needed it for the GoPro. And then I opened the GoPro and I'm reading it. I needed a micro. I mean, come
on, the micro,
right,
yeah.
This stuff. So I'm like, I cut up the thing. I'm like, there's no way. Oh, let me try and go back to Walgreens and see. The woman was like, yeah, no problem. I'll take it. I'm like, what are you going to do with that? She goes, I don't know. I'll throw it in the thing where all the other stuff goes. I'm like, wow. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Now, I was there 15 minutes prior. I had the receipt.
Right.
But still, I'd be like, what am I supposed to do with this? You just destroyed the packaging.
I can't put this back out on the shelf.
Right. I put a red sticker on it, you know, yeah. Previously open, 50% off. But yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah, I went to, I was at the Tinton Falls outlets or the Jersey yeah. Shore outlets.
Right.
And I went to the Levi's store in there. And
by the way, those outlets are really cool to shop at.
Yeah.
The deals aren't great.
They're
okay.
And sometimes they have cheaper versions of their own products.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Back when I used to be a Lucky Jeans person, I used to buy Lucky Jeans, and I got a pair of Lucky Jeans from the outlet, and they were like crap. They just didn't.
Yeah,
something was off. They seemed of lesser quality. But when I returned them back to the mall, and the girl goes, "Oh, you got these at the outlet?" I go, "Yeah." How do you know? She goes, "The lesser quality."
Unbelievable.
Like, what?
So that's how they have. That's how they charge less.
Yes.
That's the gimmick. It's always a gimmick in life.
Always.
I tell you, everybody's a scammer.
Gina's convinced that products you purchase on Amazon are the cheaper version of their products. Like if you buy a Mr. Coffee maker.
It might be.
They have a cheaper version that they sell to Amazon.
Would you be surprised?
I don't know.
Depends on who's fulfilling the order too.
Right.
Like if it's coming direct from Mr. Coffee, probably not. If Amazon is purchasing thousands of them and putting them in fulfillment centers, maybe. Maybe that's how they get away with free shipping.
Yeah.
Who knows, man?
Yeah, you brought that up the other day to me off the air. You go,
I don't
like,
understand
you,
it.
You've shipped stuff. You've shipped a calendar,
yeah.
And it's not free.
That's $3.
Right. So
ship a calendar weighs 5 ounces.
Right. So I could legitimately go online and buy a weight set.
Yeah.
And they'll ship it to me
for
free.
Meantime,
it takes
four guys out of the truck to carry it to the front door because it's weights that weigh 290 pounds. It doesn't matter. Let's buy a refrigerator. Free shipping. What? How? It doesn't make sense. Like, literally, that calendar that I sold cost $290 to ship. Something like that. That was with no tracking.
Right.
You get Amazon, they send free shipping, tracking, and they send a Hulu dancer to your door to make sure you're happy with the product. And it's free. Like, what the hell?
Now, the people on Twitter will say they work that into the price.
I know.
But it's similar price as the place that has you pay for shipping.
I don't understand. And then the other people will say, well, you know, you pay a monthly fee for Prime.
Right.
I know that. But when I'm spending thousands of dollars around the holidays, my $17 a month for Prime is not paying for all that shipping. There's just no way.
Or even like if I buy something, you ever buy like something really small on Amazon and
sure.
they ship it to you in like a day? And you're like, just think of what went into me getting this bone for my dog. One bone, like everything
and,
that went through,
and
a guy
happy to do it.
Yeah, like I would think that Amazon would be like, I noticed you put this bone in your cart. Maybe when you get a couple other things,
otherwise, don't waste our time.
We'll put it in one box.
You're right,
and send it to you.
I bet you could buy a box of staples on Amazon that costs $4. No problem. They'll send it to you free shipping tomorrow. That's amazing. It really is.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it sure is.
But when I went to the Levi's store at the outlet, now there's Levi jeans that they sell in the stores, and then there's a Levi's premium jean.
Okay.
which I had purchased here in New York at the Levi's store. They have a higher quality jean, and I'd like them.
Right.
So when I went into the store, the guy, I said, do you have Levi's premium brand? He said, well, we have some over there, but there's no consistency to them. He goes, they're just from people that ordered them online and then returned them here. So they just, but to your point of them just taking stuff, they just take it back and put it on the shelf.
Yeah, like, and you got to fish through it and figure it out.
Maybe there's a guy with a 31-32 who's interested in this particular cut of this particular jean.
Oh, my God. Business is weird, man.
It is.
I remember
very
my
strange.
Dad at the end, you know, so after he ran Members only for however many years, 20 years or something. And then he went into another apparel business, and it was Cutthroat at the end.
Another name brand, like a brand we would know?
The company did was women's apparel, and so some of their clients were JCPenney was one of the big ones. Dillard's stores down in, like, the Carolinas.
We had them in Florida.
Okay, yeah. That was a really big one as well. The problem, as he said, was as the online retail got bigger and bigger, they started dictating more and more. They said, oh, well, listen, we didn't sell these 4,000 dresses, let's say. You can have them. And they'd be like, all right, but you got to pay for them. No, we don't. We didn't sell them. They're your problem. And they would end up with so much overflow that it was crushing their bottom line. And they ended up, that company wound up going out of business right around his retirement age anyway.
Yeah.
But not the way he wanted it to end.
Right.
And
it wanted to go out on top.
And, you know, the owner of the company was literally mortgaging his home, his second home, to keep the business going. And my dad was like, you know, you can see the end. Like, you can't compete with Walmart and these other places. And JCPenney, for one, they basically were telling them, you don't like it? See ya. We don't need you.
So, like, when I got a Members Only jacket, I got the Sears version or the JCPenney version.
Sure.
Was that the same jacket?
Probably. And I'll do you another one, too. The jackets that used to be in Kmart that looked like Members Only jackets were. They just leave the label off. So that jacket that was selling in JCPenney, let's say, for $75.
As a Members Only?
Members Only jacket, like that spring jacket, yeah. You know, for the racer, I think it was called. The one that the guy from General Hospital was. My dad tells the story great. Like, they were a fine company. But one guy from General Hospital, just in a paparazzi photograph, was filmed, was shot wearing it, ended up in all the magazines. He says that company overnight went from a nice company to incredibly successful, where they couldn't control all the orders. And so, yeah, if you would get that jacket in Kmart, it was the same exact jacket. They just left the label off. And that jacket would be $19 in Kmart instead of $75 in JCPenney. Humble, really.
Yeah. Amazing.
Just how pompous we are and vain as a society.
And then other things, you can tell the generic version feels and looks like a cheaper version, like cereal or something, right?
Sure.
You say something that looks just like Cheerios, yeah. And you're like, they don't have a different factory making this cheaper version of Cheerios, but it's just something that's not.
But they
right
do
about.
In that case, though. In that case, General Mills is not making Cheerios for Stop and Shop. Stop and Shop's Tastios is, I think, what they are.
Tastios.
That is clearly being made somewhere else, because that is not the same product.
Yeah.
You know, the same thing like Fruit Loops, and then you've got those fruit flavored.
Circles.
Yeah. They're not the same. They're just not.
Yeah.
And then do you remember when the bag cereal came out? I was at Pathmark working overnights when that became popular for a brief time. They were cheaper because they were in bags, not boxes.
Okay.
And again, they were different brands. They were as close to the original as I'd ever seen. But they still weren't. You can tell the difference. Food's different to me.
Yeah.
Food is different.
But you still got to think like they're...
But it's close.
So there's another factory pumping out,
sure,
not Coca-Cola or Pepsi, but it's a cola.
Oh, absolutely.
Generic cola.
ShopRite cola does not taste anything like Coke or Pepsi.
Yeah. So who's making that?
I guess ShopRite has their own factories. Why wouldn't they? And manufacturers. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, I guess when you get that big and you can distribute to that many stores.
Maybe you outsource it. Who knows?
They opened up a Super ShopRite in, I think it's in Wall, New Jersey.
There's one in Middletown now. It was huge on Route 35 in Middletown, 35 North. They moved across. Remember where the Sears was in 35?
No.
Middletown? Okay. They moved into the old Sears. Well, they knocked it down and started over. This thing looks like a city, not a supermarket. I have no interest in going in it.
All right. Too much.
Way too big.
Too big.
Stupid.
Once you have your supermarket that you go to, you know the aisles you have to go down.
Yeah.
That's why sometimes you don't even need to make a list. You just know, I know I go down this aisle and it'll trigger.
Correct.
I do need coffee.
Yep.
I'm in the coffee aisle.
Probably true.
Then I was doing this research. This is very interesting.
Got a lot of time this weekend, huh?
Well, I get obsessed with certain things. I'm currently obsessed with cable TV, mm-hmm. Internet service, all that stuff.
You're still fighting this fight.
I'm still fighting the fight. So I'm at the end of, in a couple weeks, I'm going to internet only.
Okay.
And it's seems quite pricey to me to go internet only.
Yeah, but they rip you off.
I'm in a situation where I am, they have no competition.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many different competitions now. Not only your local cable company, which is what I have, but Fios in some areas, which I do not have that. Verizon and T-Mobile are starting 5G home internet.
Right.
That's not available in my area. That might not be available anywhere yet, though. I'm not sure.
What about satellite?
Satellite, I was watching a guy on YouTube says satellite's very, got a lot of glitches in it. It's really only to be used for people in remote areas that have no other option. So I got one option. So if I were to ask you how much speed you think you need for your internet, they sell it in, 100 megabytes per second,
yeah.
200, 300, 400, 500, 1 gig.
Guys, I have 1 gig with Fios.
Yeah. So I signed up for when it turns over to just for 500.
Mm-hmm.
I've been reading all online that you need like no more than 300. So I'm like, I'm paying all. But I know the second I sign up for 300 I get one glitch,
yeah, that's why
I'm gonna be pissed.
I signed up for the 1 gig because of working remotely.
Yeah.
Wanting to make sure that when I have the camera on, it's going to work properly, that the Comrex works. I don't have to worry about any outages. Not outages, but plus I got kids that are playing video games nonstop. My wife is watching HBO Max these days and Netflix more than she is. I just didn't want to fool around with it.
I guess they're saying unless you're doing all of those at the same time.
I know. It wasn't all that much more money a month, and it's the convenience. Give me what you got. I'll take the 1 gig.
And they did say, like, I don't play video games. Mm. They say that one
takes up a lot.
Is where it sucks if it's a little bit slow.
Mm. Yeah, because the lag.
Yeah,
on the
game
lag
that like pisses people off.
100%.
But I just kept some people when I was. They have quizzes.
Boy, you really are you proud of yourself?
They have quizzes online, Jerry, where you. I went to multiple sites that say, how many devices do you have linked up? What do you do? What do you watch? And this is what how much you need. Every one of them I took tells me I need no more than 100 megabytes.
Might be true, but I don't know. Like, if you drop down from 500 to 300, how much money are you really saving?
$20.
Think about what you said. You spend $20 every day to come to work.
Right.
And you're worried about, let's break
That's
it down,
true.
70 cents extra a day.
And the minute I have one thing that skips, I'm be pissed.
But that's my point about cable TV, too. As much as we hate the price.
Yeah.
And we do, because, you know, whatever, two for and the bundle. I'm not just talking about just the cable.
Yeah.
Like the internet. You get the TV, you get 300 and something channels. In my case, which I didn't know, I get Netflix with it as well. All these things. I'm like, my God, at the end of the day, I'm talking about something that costs $4 a day.
Right.
Like, that's phenomenal. It costs me $4 to go over the Driscoll Bridge, for Christ's sake now. Or $250. Well, you get my point. But you're talking about $4 a day. It's not
right.
So bad. So $20 to have much better internet? Please.
Well, that's what $20. They're saying. Is it much better internet?
Because I would hope it's much better.
But it shouldn't. Like, let's say you have 1 gig internet.
Yep.
And you're doing something that only requires 5.
Well,
it's not going to be any faster having
What's different for me than you, though, is I've got 3 other people in the house. And at any point, I could have 2 kids playing video games at the same exact time, which does happen.
Right.
And my wife streaming, and it's just
peace of mind. You're right. That's a lot.
I don't want to have to calculate it.
Right.
Just give me for the extra $17, I'm good.
Right.
And so far, it's actually been good ever since I upgraded with the new,
Fios?
New equipment. And yeah, it's been actually great. I was furious with them. I went to cancel. And then they talked me into just trying this new stuff first. I said, okay, especially since Xfinity was horrendous with their communication.
Well, you threatened to cancel, and they said, all right, see ya.
Not Fios. That was Xfinity.
No, I'm saying the other way. You were all ready for them to beg you to stay?
They didn't beg me to stay. That was Xfinity, yes. I was waiting for a deal. And the woman, I basically told her how displeased I was and I would like to cancel. And I got, please hold. I'm like, oh, she's getting the manager. And then all of a sudden I could hear, okay, sir, you're canceled. Here's your confirmation number. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. When is that effective? She goes, immediately. I'm like, no. I paid for the month.
All you ever hear is people go, for everything, satellite radio, cable TV, just call and tell them you're going to leave, and they'll, I get everything for $3 a month now. I'm like, yeah, every time I try that, they're like, okay, that's cool. I was sorry to see you go. Yeah. Hey, if you want to come back, give us a call.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's what happened to me. Like, now, when I called Fios to cancel, they were like, just give us one more chance because we see you've got old equipment. We're going to send it to you free of charge, and it's easy to set up, and it was. And I saw the difference immediately.
But what I don't like is, and you're right, this is what happens with cable and Fios. And you know what equipment I have. When you get the new stuff,
send it to us. I agree.
Send it to me.
I completely agree.
I'll send the old crap back.
I guess the theory is if you're not complaining,
right,
you must be happy.
Right.
But I agree. And I know Connor has told us many times, buy your own equipment. And,
yeah.
Yeah. It's too complicated.
You don't want to be bothered.
It's just too, yeah.
Right.
I mean, they play games with you when you're using their equipment.
Right.
They notice you're using someone else's. Right. I don't trust it.
This jerk. It doesn't even have our box.
Exactly. So.
Shut them down.
So when is that? So your cable's out when?
I think January 21st.
All right. So you're cable free, just so you're a streamer only on January 21st.
Yeah, right, I think
so. Good luck with that.
You know if future podcasts going to come up, be like,
oh, you're going to be
streaming sucks. Yes.
You're going to find a lot of things that you're still not. It's still not as easy as changing the channel.
Then I'm going to call cable back. They're going to be like, well, maybe we're not interested in having you as a customer. We'll come back, but it's going to be double.
That would be tremendous.
Wouldn't that be great?
Really showing some balls.
Like, we noticed you have no other options where you live, so are you willing to pay? Eat it. Eat it, Al. Eat it.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program.
All right.
That was terrific, as I recall.
It was good.
Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow on a Tuesday at 5 a.m. Maybe Joe Judge will be here. Maybe he won't. So.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry, don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, here we go. We are getting set for the NFL playoffs as we wrapped up week 18 in the National Football League on Sunday. Quite a good day, too, actually. The Eddie Scazzeri, good morning. Nice win by your Dolphins. And I will call him, for the sake of this argument, Al Ron Dukes. What's up, man?
Good morning, Jerry. Woke up to some bizarre news. I saw Bob Saget passed away.
Yeah, I saw that before I went to sleep, yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. Like late last night that came through?
8 o'clock.
65. By the way, he looked great for 65.
Yeah.
I would have never guessed that dude was 65 years old.
I would have, because I watched that show on like years and years and years and years ago. So
yeah.
Makes sense, but.
He was America's funniest home videos. He was
and a filthy stand-up comedian.
And a filthy stand-up
which
comedy.
Is so weird.
Which was great because there were a lot of times early on, I think it became known over the years, but early on when he was coming from America's Funniest Home Videos,
yeah.
And Full House, when people would go to see his stand-up, I think they were shocked as to what they heard.
I'm sure they were.
Because he played this very wholesome gentleman on
television.
Do you
think at some point someone that loved that show brought their 9-year-old to a stand-up?
Well, I think most clubs have you got to be like 21, I think, to get into a lot of places.
Fair enough.
But, yeah, did they ever go, there's a stand-up
special.
We
should go.
Or we should watch this on Netflix.
Or that. That's a good one.
That could have possibly happened, yes.
True.
But,
very sad news.
Died in Orlando in his hotel room. Had just done a great stand-up show the night before. Wrote a tweet about how great it felt to be out there.
It's
and
terrible.
All these things.
Just so. Never know, do you?
Shout out to the sky to Mr. Bob Saget.
Yep.
Jerry, you did mention the NFL playoffs are set.
A relatively big story. Yep.
Yes, a very big story. First of all, the game last night.
Yeah.
Raiders, Chargers, Sunday Night Football. That was the one. You win, you're in. You lose, you're out. There was a prop bet going around all day yesterday, which
about
was
the tie. Well, you mentioned it Friday.
Yeah, but a lot of people had mentioned it, so I don't want to take credit for that. But there was an awesome parlay going around, too, from back on Friday, which was take the Jaguars money line.
I did.
And parlay that with a tie Sunday night.
So, you know, I took the Jaguars money line and the Texans.
Okay.
For a while, dude, I was looking good.
There was some insane, like if you put down a $20 bet on that,
yeah.
Jags money line and a tie Sunday night, a $20 bet paid like $14,000.
Well, it had to because the tie is so incredibly rare in the NFL.
And we came within 2 seconds.
You did, but you didn't get it.
Of that tie, you didn't get it.
And some think that Brandon Staley's decision to call timeout, I'm not sure, to be quite honest, because listening to, you know, Derek Carr afterwards basically saying, yeah, change the strategy a bit, okay, fine. But Rich Bisaccia said, no, we were kicking the field goal. So,
yeah.
He's getting crushed, Brandon Staley, for calling the timeout when he did. I don't know. I don't know what the Raiders would have done. They could have just ran the ball out, taken the tie. Both teams could have gone to the playoffs. Steelers would have been out. Bisaccia said they would have kicked the field goal anyway. Not really sure.
So the Raiders beat the Chargers overtime 35-32. Now, I came in of, listen, I didn't watch this game live. It ended as I was probably waking up.
Yeah.
But I went back and I watched, I put it on at 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
And the Raiders were down the Chargers were down two touchdowns.
Yeah.
They
was
scored,
it 29-14 at that point? Does that sound right?
Or 17, maybe it was
whatever.
20. Yeah.
32-17.
They scored 15 points, the Chargers, in the final 4 minutes and 28 seconds of regulation. They had so many times, Jerry, on fourth down, they were converting or getting a penalty. They converted a 4th and 21.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Like, how is that possible?
I would, if I need a fourth down converted, I'm going Chargers. Give me the Chargers.
How about 4th and 1 from their own 18? How'd that go?
That didn't
they
go
didn't
as
get
well.
That.
They did not
in
get
the
that
third
one.
Quarter.
Yeah,
it's so stupid. I like the aggressiveness. I do.
Yeah.
At some point, though, you're hurting your team. And he has done that a couple of times this year.
Yeah.
It's too much.
I'm very sad to see the Chargers not in the playoffs.
Out. See ya.
They were one of my fraudulent fives many weeks, Jerry.
You love the way
many
they look.
Weeks.
You love Justin Herbert. Did you see Justin Herbert? You can read lips. It's very obvious. Where he basically says to his teammate, I never wanted to tie so bad in my life.
Is that right?
He did. As the Raiders were driving and get the in the overtime.
In some ways, it was reminiscent of Chargers-Dolphins, that game when they had to carry Kellen Winslow off the field. Like, it was just a back and forth.
Yeah.
That was your first playoff game last night.
That's a game I wish I would have stayed up for.
Right.
There's no way I could have.
Right, that had. I would love to know what time
that game
field goal
had to have been 12:30.
Yeah,
had to have
where that
been.
Field goal was kicked.
Yeah, I would think so.
Because they went through the whole overtime period.
But I'll tell you this: I guarantee you, the rating for that game is going to be through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know for us, they get up at 2 o'clock in the morning stinks. But for everybody else, even if you get up at 7, you stayed up to watch that last night.
Right, and not to mention if you're in Central Time,
right.
Or
LA,
save an hour, LA. Or Vegas.
LA fans are. Did you see? We don't need to get off this game just yet, but just real quick, based on LA and the fans, there were more 49er fans at SoFi Stadium than there were Ram fans yesterday.
Is that right?
That was unbelievable. Did you not see that? Any of that game?
I did. I red zoned it.
Right.
But I did not see
when they panned to the crowd, there was so much more red in that crowd. And also, when the Niners are making plays, if you would have told me that they were in Santa Clara and not LA, I was okay. I mean, it was loud as hell.
I found myself rooting for the Niners yesterday, which felt so unnatural with my Dallas Cowboy growing up.
Who
are
you
going to
root for this Sunday?
Cowboys.
Hmm.
By the way, that's a great matchup. Cowboys.
It is a good matchup.
Niners. They haven't played in a playoff since the catch I was reading.
That's not true. That's not even remotely true.
Are you sure?
1992 NFC Championship game, 1993 NFC Championship game. 1994 NFC Championship game. Where did you read that?
The failing New York Times told me that, Jerry. I don't know where I read
You're
that.
You're a cowboy. You don't remember.
I don't know where I read that.
You don't remember them at Candlestick? And Troy and Emmett and Ken Norton and
Jerry, do you remember the catch
Charles
with Dwight Clark?
Haley?
Jerry, yes, he went up for it. Dwight Clark, course. Back of the end zone, grabbed it. I heard an announcer say it.
Jerry, he should be fired then. You can't make that mistake.
You know who I might blame? And maybe I only half heard.
Clearly.
Scott Hansen.
Well, all right.
Here's who I listened to.
First of all,
I listened to yesterday. Scott Hansen and Chris Rose.
Scott, I love Chris. I love Scott Hansen. I do. I do.
He's too happy.
But if he one more time, if I see him on social media one more time, I want to punch him if he goes into this number one draft pick crap again with the Lions and the Jaguars. Like, he's sitting there, what do the Lions do now? They're behind. Should they? These guys are out there trying to win. And stop.
And they may not be on the team by the time they make the draft
pick. Do they give a crap? And by the way, who is this can't-miss number one overall draft pick this year?
There is none.
There's no such thing. Come on now. He was too much yesterday with some of these things.
So just to recap, you're telling me the Cowboys and the Niners have played in the playoffs.
Couple times.
Couple times since the catch.
Yeah. Well, you mean you're a Cowboy fan. You don't remember. I have no idea.
My memory, Jerry,
but these were championship
terrible.
Games.
I know. I don't remember.
Wow. You remember the one they lost in Candlestick Park?
Nope.
Where they fell behind. I think they fell behind 21-0 in the first quarter, fought back, wound up losing by 10 to the Niners. Then the Niners beat the Chargers by a million points in the Super Bowl.
I remember the Chargers.
They beat the Cowboys to get there.
Oh,
unless I'm confusing the years, but I don't think I am.
Right. Now I remember.
Oh my gosh! I can't believe you thought that.
I don't know. Well, I didn't think it, Jerry. Someone said it into my ear.
All right, and if I told you the Giants went 0-17 this year, would you? Oh, you might.
Yeah, I might believe that.
Yeah, you might.
Because they suck.
Yeah.
So this is.
They were being mocked on Red Zone.
They were. So Jerry, we've set up now for Super Wild Card Weekend.
It's not pretty good.
Not Wild Card Weekend. Wild Card Weekend is back in like the '80s.
Yeah, you get six
this
games.
Is Super Wild Card Weekend. Not only you get six games, you get two Saturday games.
Yep.
You get a Saturday late afternoon, Saturday night.
Raiders, Bengals, Patriots, Bills. That's Saturday.
So Raiders, Bengals, Saturday at 4?
4:30.
So I was thinking this before the schedule came out. I'm like, the NFL is going to tell us which is the worst games because they're going to give the 1 o'clock Sunday game and the 4 o'clock Saturday game to the
1
two
o'clock
worst
Sunday
games.
Is Tom Brady.
I know, which was weird.
Yeah.
All right, so run it through me again, Jerry.
All right,
in order. So Saturday
4:30, Raiders-Bengals.
Raiders-Bengals. That game's in the Natty.
Correct. 8:15, Patriots in Buffalo.
Patriots-Buffalo. Okay.
Yes. Sunday 1 o'clock, Eagles-Bucks.
All right.
Sunday 4:30. I'm surprised. I thought the Cowboys and Niners would be Sunday night. They're 4:30 Sunday afternoon.
I like that.
Better for me. Sunday night, Steelers-Chiefs. That has the potential to be ugly.
You think so?
I do.
Blow out Central over there?
I think. The Steelers are, I mean, I'm glad. I enjoyed watching that game yesterday for sure, and it was a fun finish and all that. I don't see them competing, but I could be wrong. We'll see. And then Monday night, Cardinals, Rams in L.A.
All right. I got to tell you, yesterday, I don't often watch the pregame shows.
Yeah.
Because I can't.
You're not interested.
It's too much football.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much. But I was like, is Boomer going to address this Aaron Rodgers stuff that went out over the weekend?
Right,
so I go,
sure.
Let me tune it in. And I had placed my bets already, Jerry. I took the Jets to cover 16.5.
How'd that go?
Lost.
And by a half a point.
I was so annoyed. And they were up. That game was close
it was
13-10. The entire
time.
Right.
Even though at one point, did you see at one point the total offense was Buffalo 367, Jets 67.
Yeah, it was not good.
It was not good.
But I had that bet in, and then I took the Washington football team to cover 6.5.
That was easy.
Okay. Those were going to be my
rocking
bets.
Rocking chair bet for you.
Those were going to be my bets.
Yeah.
By tuning in this NFL today, and Bill Cowher sits down with Ben Roethlisberger. I got caught up in the nostalgia.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
The Steelers won.
I know, but I got caught up in some of these quarterback bets with Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh,
I know.
Why would you do that?
Because Bill Cowher.
No, that's terrible on your part. He can't throw the ball anymore.
Jerry.
Listen,
Bill Cowher sucked me right in.
He made some big throws for sure. He also missed some. He's slow at this point.
Here's what I took. Wow. You listen to these two bets I made.
Oh, God.
Ben Roethlisberger to throw two touchdowns. All right, he threw one.
He threw one, but I don't know how many games this year he's thrown for two.
How about this one, Jerry? Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, don't tell me over 250 yards passing or something.
To run one in.
Oh, God. Well, you know what, though? He's still an enormous presence.
Right, enormous.
You know, you get on the goal line. That's okay.
Bill Cowher owes me money for those two bets.
I think you should do that.
Because
Captain Cowher owes you money.
My bets were in.
Well, you blew it. You should.
Bill Cowher.
Once again, you don't just listen to yourself.
I know.
I don't understand.
There's Bill Cowher almost crying about coaching Ben Roethlisberger. Meanwhile, I found out one of these things, like when you look back, you forget. He only coached him for like three seasons.
Correct. Mike Tomlin has been with him for almost his entire career.
And Bill Cowher's crying. We've got a man relationship now. I was like, give me some Ben Roethlisberger bets. Let's go.
And you blew it. You blew it. You know what you should have taken? Jake Fromm under 125 yards passing.
I know. I should have taken that
Holy
one.
Crap. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that was not good.
Not good. Did you see the photos of the parking lot at noon?
I did see that. I saw Mr. Neil Best put out or either retweeted or tweeted out a photo of like an empty parking lot at MetLife Stadium.
This is what you
Giants.
Got. Yes. These are the photos and tweets you got yesterday around kickoff or right before kickoff. Parking lot empty, approximating around 15,000 fans there about 10 minutes before kickoff in a building that holds 80-something thousand. And then the third one, which was really embarrassing, were the ticket prices on the secondary market and people still not buying them.
Is that right?
$6 to get in. $6.
Well, think about it. Would you have gone for free? No.
No. Right. I wouldn't. You know why? Because parking would have been 50 bucks. Nope. Not interested. I thought for like 5 seconds about going. Just because I haven't had a Sunday off. I haven't been to a football game in a while. And when I saw the tweet, the tickets were on StubHub for $6. You know what? Maybe it's not. I'm like, no. There's too much going on today to waste my time there.
Exactly.
And God, was that a bad game.
Good call by you.
Yes. I did enjoy, though. I really did enjoy the back-to-back quarterback sneaks from the 4-yard line.
What the Giants did,
And then on the next, this was great. When any time Scott Hansen's going to the Giants and you see they're in their own territory, you're like, uh-oh, what's going on here? So the first time were the back-to-back quarterback sneaks, which is just pathetic. Then their next possession, I believe it was, I wasn't watching the game, maybe the second, the next possession, whatever. 3rd and 9, they run a draw play for no yards. Then the next time they show it is the pick six the other way.
This is the thing. Like, I actually think Joe Judge is out now.
I will say what I said to Sal a few weeks ago. He's coming back unless they are atrocious over their last three games. They have been atrocious over the last three games. I don't know what they're going to do.
There's no way the Mara and Tisch family can look at the parking lot. You can't sell the fans.
I agree, Al.
It'll be empty 8 games next year.
It might be. You'll get, opening day will be what it is. Because you can be, even the Mets under Wilpon when they were horrendous, opening day does well.
Okay.
People are excited about it. You go out and you look like crap the first week or two and right down the chute again.
Giants have scored now 26 points in four.
I know that.
The last four games.
In a league that is begging you to score. And another thing, too, and I'll get to all the audio. Perhaps the one play that signifies the year in a weird way, the pass that Fromm makes to Galladay, he didn't even try for the ball.
Yeah.
Like, even the announcer
says. The one down
said,
the sideline?
Yes. Yeah. Even the announcer says, at the very least, all right, fine, even though it looked like alligator arms. Okay, he didn't even stretch out. Dive?
Do you think he maybe didn't see the ball? That's all I was thinking. I don't know, man.
He gave a half-ass effort, so he must have seen it somehow, and it got off his fingertips.
Yeah.
Can you just dive and try? Like, you're going to tell me that was a good effort? Why, because he ran? I mean, good.
He tried to catch up.
I said it before, I'll say it again. Either Joe Judge is a clown himself or he's clowning us. I can't believe he believes everything he's saying. I just, it's kind of like, I know we suck, but my God, you've got to see what we do in the classroom. Like, that's not what you're paid for.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't think you can sell that to the fans next season.
I don't think so either.
He's out of here.
He might be, because if you need a new GM, clearly they do. Unless you're just promoting, Kevin Abrams from within, how would you put this mess on a new GM? That's not fair.
Yeah, they're not going to do that.
So I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do.
You can't run this clown out of town fast enough.
I really do. I hate asking for people to be fired, but I don't know what you do if you're the Giants in this situation. So, all right, we're going to take a break. We still got a lots to do. It's 5:18. It is a wild football Monday as the NFL wild card weekend is set. We'll get to all of it and more, and then Boomer and Geo at 6 right here on The Fan.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Jerry, this is new Neil Young. Come on.
Did you say Neil Young?
Yeah, this is new though. He's got a signature.
Where is it gonna be played?
He has a signature right here on the warm-up program. Oh. He has a signature sound.
I'm not saying he does or he doesn't. This will be a failure.
What?
This will be a failure. It's like Bob Dylan releases a new song. No one cares.
I like it.
Neil Young, no one cares. The only one I feel like at that, I could be. I mean, Elton John did a good song with Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
You know.
But he's pulling in the current people.
Paul McCartney releases music. Yeah, no one cares.
Like Neil Young would have to get Dua Lipa to sing with him in order to have a hit, or Justin Bieber.
Bruce Springsteen still has cachet even in his advanced age.
He does still. But I wonder, is that cachet around here or is that cachet nationally?
That's
as
a very
far
good
as
point.
For new music. I know he'd still sell out everywhere.
Yeah.
I got to tell you another one. A second song coming off of a second release coming off a record that's not out yet. John Mellencamp. I like both the songs.
Again, no one's going to hear it.
He sings like this now, though.
Does he?
Oh, that's what happens when you smoke since you're like 9 years old.
Yeah, I feel like if Bon Jovi released a song
No one would care.
I don't know where it's played and heard.
Only on the warm-up show, Jerry. We play the hottest hits.
I guess. And I guess you'd have to be on your, like on Spotify or wherever, where you're into new music.
Well, what Spotify will do is, like, I have different playlists.
Mm-hmm.
So based on the playlist I have, like if I have the way I found that Neil Young song, right? So I have Neil Young songs on a playlist. So they're like, oh, maybe you will like this new Neil Young song.
And you tried.
Like, I'll give it a shot.
See, I probably wouldn't.
A guy puts all their work and energy, years of stuff of writing it. I give it a total of 3 seconds to decide whether I'm going to like it or not.
Well, but isn't that the way they used to say that radio executives used to, if it didn't hook me in the first 5-10 seconds, I was out.
Or what they would do is they would put people in a room. And they'd play snippets, and people would just click a button whether they liked it or like it.
Interesting.
That's how they
like
do
it or spike it.
Jay Glazer yesterday said, you know, we talked earlier about Joe Judge and whether he's coming back or not. Jay Glazer said, quote, I've talked to people inside that locker room. They would like to see a move on from Joe Judge.
People inside the locker room.
Yeah.
The same ones that suck every week. Makes sense.
Yeah, and those guys.
I also saw him say before the game he thought it was 50-50 he's back, and after that mess yesterday, he's like, 25% maybe.
Who said that?
Jay Glazer, I think. I'm pretty sure it was Jay Glazer.
Yeah, that you're right. I didn't know if you also heard. I legitimately wasn't sure if Joe Judge said that as well.
No. Joe Judge was very, you know, he'll talk to management this week at some point, but he would not discuss his future.
How about both the Giants and the Jets finishing with identical records?
How about we had 26 losses in New York football this year?
A total, they combined 8-26.
Uh-huh. How horrible.
That is unbelievable.
I know. I listen, and I don't know next year.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to tell me Zach Wilson takes 8 steps forward and the Jets really surround him with some talent next year, because I'm sure they have some money to spend. Is it going to be any better next year?
I don't know.
I mean,
it figures this is like you mentioned earlier about the draft. You're like, who's like, you don't hear about one or two like, oh, this is a can't miss guy in the draft.
The only one that I've heard of is the defensive end from Michigan. And I don't know if he's the number one overall picker. And I was Hutchinson. Is that his name, Eddie? I don't know if he's the number one picker or not. I've read a lot about him, but I don't know that there are franchise game changing players out there.
Yeah. And when this is finally like, the Jets and Giants will dominate the top 10. You got the Giants. You have the Jets pick at 4.
Yeah.
Giants pick at 5. Giants pick at 7. Jets pick at 10.
Yeah.
That's 4 out of 10. Jerry, I did the math on that. That's 40%.
And the Jets have the Seahawks pick, right? That's the one that's 10 because that one slid down because they've won a couple games here down the stretch. And yesterday was a great win for the Seahawks in Arizona.
It was.
And you could tell, like, they were – that's why it's so funny when you listen to the quote-unquote experts. Oh, there's no way they're going to lose this game. It's win or get in. Or
you
they
mean
need
Boomer
to win.
To,
no, I'm saying the quote-unquote experts on any – pregame show you listen to, and I sat here. I don't know why. I just Carson Wentz isn't good, and I know Boomer made fun of me for saying that Friday. But if you're telling me I got to take Carson Wentz on the road to win a game, I'm sorry. He's not a great NFL quarterback. He was awful yesterday.
Yeah, that was embarrassing. And the Jaguars fans even showed up in their clown costumes like they promised.
Not a ton, but yes, there were some.
Well, the clown's on you is what I say because they won.
They did win. And not only did they win, they blew them out.
Yeah.
So good for the Jaguars. You could actually see that's an interesting one because that team was 2-14 going into that game. And I thought defensively, like, they were into it. Like, we're winning this game. And, man, they just smothered Jonathan Taylor.
And I loved that pass by Trevor Lawrence where he rolled right. I thought he was throwing the ball out of the end zone.
How about the way he gets his feet in bounds?
And Jones, I think.
Unbelievable.
Really
amazing catch.
Yeah, I legitimately thought he was throwing it out of the end zone. And all out of nowhere. Do you think he knew he was throwing to the receiver?
No, I do. I don't think he was trying to throw it out of bounds. I do.
That was
a great play, though. But it's a play like that that you say, you can see the promise and the kid's ability. And,
yeah.
You know, he played well yesterday. I would feel like if I was looking at the Jaguars and Jets, I'm clearly more, and I know the Jets won more games. I like what I saw to the Jaguars at the end here. Doesn't mean a damn thing. They could be 1-16 next year. Who knows? But at least you go into the offseason feeling like they gave you some good effort. You saw the quarterback improve. Zach Wilson last week was good for the Jets, yes. Oh, my God, yesterday was atrocious. A tough spot, too, in Buffalo, and I know that.
What, they end up with 53 total yards?
It wasn't much.
Yeah, 53 total yards for the Jets.
53 net yards?
A franchise low. The failing New York Jets.
Oof, that's rough.
Yeah, that was not good.
And it was 13-10.
Yeah, they were hanging
really
in there. I really thought I had to cover easily the 16.5 points I was getting. I was feeling pretty good about myself.
And then you weren't.
And then I wasn't. Now, one team I have no interest in watching, and they get a bye, is the Tennessee Titans.
I know.
Why do I not like to watch them?
Because they're boring. They really are.
Even though they've got
good play. Here's why. The quarterback's boring.
Yes.
I shouldn't say they're boring. They've got good players on that team.
You're right. The quarterback's boring.
Derrick Henry's, you know, when he comes back, that'll be right. But it's Ryan Tannehill is like, I don't know.
Boring.
He just doesn't excite you.
Tennessee is like.
And I like Vrabel. I think he's a good coach.
Yeah, like when you take the individuals.
I know.
It seems like a team you would want to watch. They win a lot. They're getting a bye.
I'll tell you why. Because maybe not in all cases, but in a lot of cases, the team takes on the personality of either or both the quarterback and the coach.
Right.
And in this case, the quarterback is boring. It's kind of like Daniel Jones might be a fine quarterback, but he's boring.
He is boring.
And if you're not going to win, it's not okay to be boring. Eli Manning was boring. They won a lot of big games, so you live with it.
Bill Belichick, boring.
But they win a lot.
Sure do.
Like, you need to win.
Yeah, you're allowed to be boring.
But you better win.
Right, like me. I'm boring, but I have a 100 share from 5 to 6.
There you go. Love that.
Every person with a radio on has this station on.
I think it was J.P. Pelsman. I think it was J.P., one of the New York reporters, that wrote what we've been saying for 2 years now. Longer than that, actually. He wrote, it's bad. It's not good to be bad, but it's even worse when you're boring, meaning the Giants. No kidding. That's what we said since week one.
Yeah.
They're just a boring team.
Yeah, we'll put up with your boringness if you win games.
Go 4-13? No good.
I was happy to see T.J. Watt. I wanted him to break the Michael Strahan
record.
I know,
he didn't break it.
Because it's so fugazi.
I know.
The way Michael Strahan and Brett Favre had some sort of back.
What I don't understand, though, is why was the first one taken down as a tackle for a loss?
It's
still the quarterback. You still got him behind the line of scrimmage. He wasn't attempting to run the ball. Yes, he fumbled although he didn't fumble the snap. The center snapped it off his ass.
Yes.
But I don't understand why that's still not a sack.
Because it wasn't a pass attempt.
Okay.
Let's talk
about...
What does
that mean? I mean, if a quarterback drops back and never even attempts to throw and he's standing there like a statue, it's a sack. Well, in this case, he picked up the ball. He was behind the line of scrimmage, never attempted to run. It's a stupid... It's silly. You tackle the quarterback behind the line of scrimmage, it should be a sack.
Yep. You know what's weird? How did the center...
Snap the ball off his ass.
He's had that ass his whole life.
Yes. Well, the ball was very wet.
But it's not like he gained ass weight pre-game meal. Like, that's your ass cheeks. You got to know how to clear it.
And he was doing it the whole game. I don't know. That was funny.
He snapped it right on his right butt cheek.
I know he did. Lower right butt cheek.
Lower right butt cheek.
I know. But I thought, because in real time, you thought, what, he dropped the ball? And then they show you the slow-mo. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, snapped it right off his buttocks.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Right off his butt.
Yeah.
What else do I have, Jerry? Oh, the Browns are sticking with Baker Mayfield after all.
Good. They'll suck again.
You know what I was thinking this watching those games yesterday? Like, there are quarterbacks in the NFL that we would take here.
Mm-hmm. As a starter.
As a starter, where teams are like, I'm not sure if we're interested.
I know.
Baker Mayfield, there was talk about Jimmy Garoppolo. Like,
Jimmy Garoppolo played great yesterday in the second half.
I know. Because he's handsome.
Isn't that amazing, though, if you watch the beginning of that game? They're down 17-0 and getting run out of the building. Cannot do anything right. And then in the second half, they were a different team.
Yes.
Really unbelievable. But you're right. Well, I wouldn't want Baker Mayfield. I want no part of him, actually.
What?
I wouldn't. Garoppolo, I feel like, is at least
he looks
capable.
Smooth, Garoppolo.
Yeah, and I know people will say he's more of a game manager, but...
You know who we need, Jerry? Debo Samuel. Let's get him.
He is awesome. Absolutely incredible.
I love that
He's going to be a problem on Sunday for the Cowboys.
Right.
He's a great player. Does everything.
He's
like Cordarrelle Patterson on the Falcons. He'll run it, yes. Catch it, he'll throw it. He's tremendous.
And he doesn't go out of bounds.
No.
He doesn't see like, oh.
He's initiating contact to get the extra 3 yards.
What's that undershirt the players wear that gets stretched out when guys grab it? It happened to Debo Samuel.
I saw that on a great run.
Where it like hangs, it's under the jersey, but it's so stretchy material that someone
like that Under Armour material.
Yeah, someone could grab onto it. And you could go 5 yards away from them, and they still have your
Think
undershirt.
About this. Think about the strength for the defender to hold on to the shirt and the strength of the runner to power through it.
Right.
Pretty good.
That is pretty good. They probably practice that in the gym. You never see guys in the gym that have, like, they put a belt
the
around
band.
Their
yeah,
waist,
yeah.
a band, yep. and then they tie, like, a weight to it.
Yeah. It's also like when they run the quarterbacks run through the lines, and they're batting them on. It's like getting ready for contact. They do that in basketball, too.
But that material doesn't tear. It's not like the Earl Campbell rip-away
jersey. Yeah, it didn't tear.
That didn't. In some cases, it has. It can. But it didn't yesterday.
Yeah, how did they rip that Earl Campbell jersey off him?
Same
that,
thing.
That classic thing.
Strength and power.
Yeah, they must have been making cheap jerseys back in the day.
Cheap jerseys. I think we had some of them. All right, we're going to take a break. 5:36. We got Boomer and Gio at the top. Very busy Monday right here on The Fan. Know the new current song, 5:43.
All the current hits.
Playing our audience. Coming up on 5:45. It's a football Monday. We don't have many of these football Mondays left, as a matter of fact, as we have hit playoff week, thankfully, with the Jets and Giants losing yesterday. Lots to do today.
Yeah, no more Giants and Jets to watch on the weekends. No more red zone.
I know.
That's gone for another year. We got just one game to concentrate on. This was an interesting story about the Jets season that Robert Saleh lost 25
Very
pounds.
Stressed out between the team stinking. He got COVID, never got into his house, was living in an apartment. How would you not be stressed out?
I feel like coaches get fat. They don't lose weight. Like almost every coach I can think of, including like even a thin guy like John Gruden, he got fat when he became
As he got
a coach.
Older. Robert Saleh is a young man.
Yeah.
Like Joe Judge is in shape.
But I just assume they, well, yeah, you're right. You know what I actually was thinking in my head? I forget that there's actually nutritionists and food at the facility.
Absolutely.
I just think of a guy like going, oh, I'm starving. What am I going to get? Maybe I'll get a chicken parm sub.
Which is probably available, too.
Yeah.
But I think for the younger guys, they stay in shape. Like Robert Sala was running the stadium before every game.
Oh.
As part of his workout routine.
You're right. I forgot about the stress, the COVID,
yeah.
the not being in his house, living with his entire family, including extended family.
And you're right. Stress usually will make weight be put on. I'm thinking in his case, he's not even thinking about eating.
Yeah, I think it goes either way. Either gain weight with stress or you lose weight with stress. Yeah. You don't stay the same. But he lost 25 pounds.
25 pounds a lot.
That is a lot for that type of frame.
Yeah, I agree.
Because he wasn't a big fat guy.
No, in shape.
He was in shape. Really be in shape.
Wasn't it Todd Bowles that, right, when he was with the Jets, I think, he was forcing his staff to exercise?
Is that right?
I think so. I feel like he told Boomer and Carton that, or Boomer and Gia. No. Was Gia around yet during Todd Bowles? Yeah, I guess so. I think it was him that said, because one of the guys had a health scare, I believe, and he forced them into, a daily fitness routine every day.
He said, you will get in the gym like the players.
I believe he did that, yeah.
Don't I like that they have over there at the facilities, they have a chef making potato chips.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
I was not aware of that. I know the Giants were never allowed in the Giant facility. So
no. Right. I'll just assume. But at the Jets facility, I would see, and I talked to the chef one day, they make, with actual potatoes, they cut them very thinly sliced. And
that
then
seems
they make,
fun.
Yeah. I feel like that's a nice, healthy chip. Where do I get some of those?
The ones you make? You've got plenty of time. Why don't you try doing it yourself?
Where am I going to find the time to be making?
You should do that yourself.
I do take my sweet potatoes. I used to just steam them. Now I cut them thin and I put them in the oven like a French fry.
Nice.
It's come out pretty good.
I'm sure it did.
Pretty good.
That's you taking advantage of the time you have.
Yes.
I think that's awesome. And what time does that process start? 1:30?
10 to 4. 10 to 4, I put the oven on.
Because you got
to
eat at 4:30.
Right.
Yes.
Then I put the chicken and the sweet potatoes in the oven at the same time.
Mm.
I see that in big New York Yankee news, I know it was a
football. This is a cool story, yeah.
Rachel Balcovec, I'm going to assume that's how you say her last
name. Yeah, sounds good to me.
Will be the very first female manager in the minors. She's going to manage the Yankee Low A affiliate in Tampa. I guess they'll play at that George Steinbrenner field.
Perhaps. I don't know.
Isn't there a different Yankee team that plays there? Like, Low A sounds like really like the low of the low.
Well, yeah, there's rookie ball. It could be rookie ball. But she's still a manager being paid for a professional team.
But I just, like, rookie ball would be cool. Call it that. Low A just sounds like.
I know. I don't know why like they just, like, I hear, I wrote it in as she's becoming the manager of one of their single A affiliates.
Yeah. I didn't look at her credentials as to how she got here.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm not even sure if it's in Tampa.
It
is in Tampa.
I did copy and paste that from
because Scranton Wilkes-Barre is their AAA, right? And Trenton's their AA. That
could
sound
be.
Right?
Sounds about right, Jerry.
Sound right?
That's what I would say. Yeah,
so their A teams are in Tampa. Okay.
Maybe they're not. Maybe they don't even play it. Maybe they're a lower level team. They don't even get to play at George Steinbrenner
Field.
They
play at Tampa Bay High School.
Yeah, they might play at like
Tampa High
University of South Florida baseball field
or
something.
That campus is amazing, by the way. That wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
Is that right?
Yeah.
USF campus?
Yeah. University of, is it Central Florida?
South Florida.
University of South Florida is in Tampa.
Yes.
Because I was there for the Super Bowl. I forget who actually, they had the media day in their gym and their arena, which was awesome. And walking around the campus, just gorgeous.
Not a great part of the city, though. I don't.
I know, but when you're on campus.
Yeah. There's a lot of schools like that, though.
I'm sure there are. You need a lot of land and you take it where you can get it, I guess.
Like Seton Hall is not in a great.
I don't know. I've actually never been to Seton Hall's campus.
Neither.
I'm not sure where it is.
It's
West Orange?
Not fair to say. West, one of the oranges.
I think it's West, or is it South? No, I think it's West Orange.
South Orange.
South Orange? All right. I don't
Orange.
Know. It's in the oranges.
It's in the oranges.
Yeah.
Let me see if you're interested in this, Jerry. JCPenney, you know they still exist?
JCPenney? Yeah. Well, I know that their catalog still exists in their website. I don't know about the catalog, the website. Are their stores still open? I don't even know. Because every mall I go to now, these gigantic stores are gone.
Yeah, they're closed.
Yes.
The internet and COVID are killing businesses.
Killing a lot.
Anyway, Jerry, if you're interested, JCPenney is selling Sports Illustrated branded clothing.
Why would I want that?
Dressed like PETA King.
I'll pass. Now, if I got that with my subscription to Sports Illustrated, right. I'd say thanks for the free gift. I wouldn't pay for it, though.
I did look at some of the clothing. Not great. So generic. Like a generic.
How do we do
it
at the WFAN store at the airport?
And we'll just
do we sell anything there?
Jerseys, local teams. You get your Jets and Giants jerseys there, like, Mets and Yankees.
I know you haven't gone to an airport in a while because of COVID.
While.
But when I went to Dallas about a month ago, yeah. 2 months ago, whenever, and it was in November, I guess, and I was in the United Terminal in Newark, and beautiful. They redid the whole thing. There are, like, legit high-end stores in the airport. How do they make rent? Like, who decides I'm going to go spend $230 on a handbag?
I think
in the airport.
I think you get people that are at the airport. They're excited. They're going away.
And you can't then tell they me they're like, making rent because that many people forget to bring a pocketbook on vacation.
Well, I also think some of those stores, like I've heard this about Times Square in New York, that the stores that are in Times Square, they lose money in those stores, but it's good advertising. So like they use these airports as like, hey, you're traveling, you're feeling good. You'll associate feeling good and going on vacation with these brands.
So in the meantime, we'll pay $27,000 a month in
yes.
rent and sell 4 shirts.
Correct.
That doesn't make sense. And then you're staffing it too.
Yeah, then you're staffing.
I get the restaurants.
Well.
Everyone eats. I understand that.
If you work at the airport, do you got to go through security every day? I would think so.
I guess I don't know. I would think there's an employee line though. So they're not with the herd.
That'd be so great if every day you went to work, you had to go through that big long line.
I'm sure they all have clear.
Right.
I would think that would be part of the job.
Otherwise, the terrorists can just hook up with an employee at like a food vendor over there. We couldn't have that.
Sure that's possibly happened.
So they do go through a detector.
Well, they go through a detector, but what I'm saying is I don't think they have to go with us.
Right. They have their own employee entrance.
I don't know.
Jerry, were you impressed with Dak Prescott on Saturday night? Cowboys, they rolled up 51 points. There was all this talk that the Cowboys...
I was glad they played.
...were slumping.
Well...
By the way, how were they claiming that Dak Prescott was slumping? Meanwhile, he broke the franchise record for touchdown passes.
There were several games this year. I can point to the Saint game in New Orleans, the game in Washington... The game against the Giants at MetLife Stadium. There are a lot of games where he did not play great. Doesn't mean he played badly, but when you have games like he had against the Falcons where he barely missed and looked like the greatest quarterback on the planet, and then you've got games where he's missing guys wide open, I understand why they thought that. That said, they still won a bunch of games. They won 12 games. You know, now you got to go prove it in the playoffs. Cowboys have not... They've been a really good regular season team. Go win something in the playoffs now.
It was great to beat down the Eagles, though.
Yes, and I'm sorry that I called that a cool game. I was not aware on Saturday as I was doing the Rutgers-Nebraska game. My partner, Austin Johnson, he's like, Jalen Hurts ain't playing. Oh, now this guy's not playing. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So it turned out to be the game I expected, but fun to watch them beat the Eagles.
How many? 5 touchdowns for Dak Prescott.
Yeah. Well, the Eagles were, half their team wasn't playing, to be fair.
Know who I like on the Cowboys? Their tight end, Schultz.
Dalton Schultz?
Yeah. That guy's always in the
problem
mix.
With Dalton Schultz is great pass-catching tight end. He can't block for poop.
Oh. he's more like a wide receiver.
Blocker. He is, but you know how many times a play has gotten blown up this year because he whiffs on a block? It's actually terrible to see. But for what he is, yes, he's a very good pass.
Yeah.
He has made everybody thought, oh, Jason Witten's gone. What do we do? Well, you know what? They found another guy that can catch the ball.
Cowboys historically have good tight ends.
You a big Doug Cosby fan or Jay
Loved
Novacek?
Doug Cosby, Jay Novacek, all those dudes. Billy Joe Dupree,
my first tight end. That's right.
That's right.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we will wrap things up. But you know what we do here. It's called an Odyssey Sports Minute. Her name is Amy Lawrence.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, welcome back. Let me know if you heard this before. Jets lost. Giants lost.
What?
Although, season's over, thankfully. The Nets did win a game that was harder to win than they had to, but they did win. What else?
I see that Julius Randle sort of apologized.
Not really.
Without apologizing.
Yes, it was one of those, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry type of deals.
Yeah. He says
better than nothing, though.
He loves New York. He's loves the Knicks.
Terrible against the Celtics Saturday night.
He's just very passionate, Jerry, about being successful.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, good. That's fine.
Yeah, the headline.
He definitely got a pass. That's
I see
sure.
The headline. It goes, Julius Randle apologizes. Oh, let me take a look at this.
Then you read it.
It was a full, paragraph.
Where did he apologize?
No, it wasn't really an apology.
Well, he didn't apologize. He basically was just explaining his actions.
Right. That he loves New York.
Yeah, and he's passionate.
He loves the fans, and he's passionate.
But go bleep yourself.
Yeah. Thumbs down to you. Go bleep yourself. The Panthers are in a similar situation we are in here with Joe Judge, right? They got this Matt Rhule fella.
Yeah, but
would you straight up trade Matt Rhule for Joe Judge?
I would.
Get these guys in two different
changes. The problem with Rhule is I think he's got 4 years left on his contract.
Change the atmosphere for these two fellas.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're. I don't know what either team is doing because the Panthers don't have a quarterback either.
That's
same
true.
Deal.
Now they're looking for a new offensive coordinator, and the names of Bill O'Brien and Jay Gruden popped up.
Hmm.
Where's Jay Gruden been?
I have no idea. Not
I feel
a clue.
Like that dude was...
not a clue.
Yeah, he was in the mix in the NFL for
a
while.
He was coach of the Redskins.
Right.
Boy, you don't remember anything.
I know him as
But real quick, you know what Al says to me this morning? I have to, because this is a big Cowboy fan. He actually says to me, this is a very cool matchup on Saturday with the Cowboys, or on Sunday with the Cowboys and Niners. First time that they're playing in the playoffs since The Catch.
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh, boy. Someone said that yesterday. I sponged that up yesterday from somebody on TV.
Somehow that will be edited and put out there on the internet for somebody to believe.
I would edit it and make it seem like I was correct.
That was funny.
I blame either.
You're blaming Scott Hansen.
It's either him or Chris Rose. Those are the two guys.
That's where you get your info from on Sunday.
On Sunday night, yes. It was either Scott Hansen signing off.
I say blame Scott Hansen.
WFAN and WFAN-FM and HD1, New York.
An Odyssey station.